here's a story from The World.
The map of the world is kind of a constant in our lives. Whether it's spread across your computer screen or unrolled at the front of a classroom, you know what it looks like. 7 continents, 4 oceans. But get ready for a change.
We're one global ocean broken up into 5. We cover 71% of the Earth. Into this we will dive.
Pacific,
Atlantic,
Indian,
Arctic,
and Southern too.
No one taught me about that last one, the Southern Ocean. It's the body of water that surrounds Antarctica. This week, the National Geographic Society, no slouch when it comes to map making, they said they're officially recognizing the Southern Ocean as Ocean Number 5. Maps and atlases that the Society produces will now reflect the change. This puts the Southern Ocean on equal footing with the Atlantic, Pacific, Indian, and Arctic oceans. Scientists in most countries have long used the term Southern Ocean. The U.S. officially recognized it starting in 1999, but there's never been a global consensus on it. There is a strong circumpolar current that separates the Southern Ocean from the rest of the world's oceans. It makes the waters around Antarctica, below a latitude of about 60 degrees south, colder and slightly less salty. And now the National Geographic Society says that's enough to make the Southern Ocean its own thing. Here's what sailing into the Southern Ocean sounds like, by the way. And here's what the sea sounds like when Julio Iglesias sings about it. Julio Iglesias in French, singing the Charles Trenet classic, La Mer. The World comes to you from the Nan and Bill Harris studio at GBH in Boston. When we're not in your ears, you can find us at theworld.org 24/7. Have a relaxing weekend, and thank you for listening.